Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a three-time published author. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. Today's episode is the Royal You. If you only knew what lived inside you and the royal rights you possess, have you ever paused, even just for a brief moment, to ponder about the innate power you entered this world with? From the moment you arrived, a unique privilege was granted to you, the royal right. It isn't about aristocratic titles, but it is a grand inheritance, from birth to earth. When our souls arrive for this journey to go around the game board of life for this lifetime, they aren't unprepared or lacking. On the contrary, they came bearing an energy, a birthright of sorts. Do you know that science still does not know when the spark of life is created or how when a child is born? They actually cannot pinpoint this. In fact, science doesn't even know exactly how energy is created and formed in the body. This spark of life that enters the human body upon birth is akin to an inherent trust your soul owns in you, and it transcends mere materialism. It is not a trust account of dollars. It is a trust account of creative energy. Your energy, your life force, is the very essence. You should guard with utmost sincerity. Undoubtedly, it's your royal right. Consider your royal rights, your trust fund, a potent combination of potential and power available to your use to create the life you were destined to live. You are, indeed, the stuff of legends. This isn't mere conjecture or a motivational monologue. It's a sincere affirmation. We are all endowed with a distinct brand of magnificence. Given that we are programmed to evolve, expand, and flourish, it's an indelible part of our DNA. Royal bloodline. In history, blood determined rank. A single drop could decree power, privilege, and a royal path. But here's the twist, we all have royal blood running through our veins. It's the lifeblood of inspiration and aspiration. It's the marker of destiny. Royal blood, historically, it was the ticket to thrones, the passport to castles and crowns. But look beyond the crowns and castles and recognize the deeper truth. Each of us is endowed with a royal blood of a different kind. It's our divine design, our unique code, a birthright to a purpose that is unlike any other. We live in times where the line between nature's design and human innovation blurs. As we venture into the new world, where humans emerge from artificial intelligence and groundbreaking methods, there's a divine spark, a unique essence, that remains untouched and pure within you. It's the marker that not only sets you apart but also elevates you. That divine signature, the essence of authenticity, is about to become an invaluable rarity. Where? Not found in large numbers and consequently of interest or value. Marked by unusual quality, distinctive. You are 100% naturally human, conceived and born. We have no idea how fortunate we are to be among the last, and we don't want to waste the royal rights we've been blessed with. You are part of the last. Huh. Yes, you are among the last of true humans to walk this earth. A foreboding future. Studies by Shanna Swan forecast a startling future. By the year 2045, many human males may be born without viable sperm. No sperm equals no babies. This isn't merely a prediction about fertility, it's a warning about the very fabric of human lineage ending. As our environments and lifestyles morph, impacted factors from pollution to hormonal changes, we face unprecedented biological challenges, leaving us unable to reproduce naturally. In response, AI and transhumanism will be born as we begin the great migration to what is coined the moment singularity, where humans fully merge with technology, like a machine. We are at the beginning of the end for this version of humans as a species. Our species is going extinct. You've seen those various charts showing the different evolutions of humans. Well, you are the last of this version, and I promise you the next version will be as radically different as comparing humans to apes. The advent of artificial wombs and other advanced reproductive technologies promise a future where traditional conception will be overshadowed, where babies are grown more than they are born. These innovations, while groundbreaking and potentially beneficial in many scenarios, also raise profound questions about the essence of being human. Imagine a world where the miracle of natural conception no longer exists. In such a future, having been conceived naturally, carrying the pure, unaltered code of humanity will be akin to bearing a royal lineage. Your existence and lineage will stand as a testament to a time when humans were wholly of the earth, conceived by nature, not designed by AI. A time before life was curated in labs, before babies echoed not just the rhythm of heartbeats but the hum of machines. Ever seen the movie with Scarlett Johansson, The Giver? It's a world where memories, emotions, and colors are taken away. Everything turns gray while society trades its emotions and memories for peace. No pain, but also no joy. No wars, but no love. They can't even see colors. Without the senses, the world is dull and lifeless. This story shows the importance of our senses, memories, and emotions to being alive. They're what make life colorful and meaningful. Without them, our world turns gray. It reminds us to value what makes us truly human. Johansson's character embodies the resilience of the human spirit, highlighting the intrinsic value of truth, freedom, and genuine connection in a world on the brink of losing its color. The Giver is emblematic of a future where technology could redefine human birth, But it is not a maybe, it is on its way. Our senses are already being hijacked. The first sense to be seized is sight. With the invention of Apple Vision Pro and HoloLens by Microsoft, and with holography coming into its golden era, you will not be able to trust your own eyes soon, jeopardizing the sensory richness that courses through our royal blood. It's time for you to embrace your birthright, stand tall in your majesty, and let the world witness the royalty that runs through your veins. As the last guardians of this legacy, there's a profound responsibility and privilege that falls upon your shoulders. Embrace it, for it's not just your history, it's the heritage of humankind. Let's all go down in history as the last and greatest of naturally born humans, expressing true God consciousness and leaving the mark of our souls on this world that will become the mark not just for your history, it's the mark of heritage of humankind forever. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you are ready to change your life, my book, Soul Game, is now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.